Good afternoon. I'm Tom Lounges. It is Midwest Beat Time. That's right. From 12 till 2 every Friday afternoon, we're here giving you the entertainment news, guests, and fun stuff. Today, we're going to rerun on the second hour Tuesday's show, which is all about the space race as we celebrate NASA and the moon landing 50 years ago. I remember that when it was happening. But then again, I'm an old codger. So for those that weren't here, we're going to play some great rock songs that were inspired by the space race. And we're going to talk a little bit about it from Tuesday's show. But first, you're here now, and that's what's important. Midwest Beat is going to visit with some Oompa Loompas. You might remember those guys. They were part of the Willy Wonka family. Well, Highland Parks and Recreation Summer Theater is presenting Willy Wonka in the Park at Main Square Park on the gazebo stage on July 25th through 27th, August 1st through 3rd. And we have with us Alexandria Shinkin. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
So, correct me.
Shinkin.
Shinkin. Shinkin. I'll try to remember that. Along with Alexandria, we've got Hayden Vesey, Danny Sheffield, an old veteran of this show. He was here last year, and Adam Morse. And before we get into talking with these fine folks and maybe do a little live performing in the studio, let's do what we always do and let the music do the talking. Can I get some Oompa Loompas, please?
When you guzzle down sweets, eating as much as an elephant eats. What are you at, getting terribly fat?
What do you think will come of that?
I don't like the look of it.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Da.
If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness too, like the Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo.
Oompa Loompa. How many remember that? Raise your hands. Well, not if you're driving, of course. I'm Lounges, and we are in tune, and the show is off and running. It's Midwest Beat on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Alexandria Shinkin.
Yes.
Got it right.
Yes,
see, I learn. I'm an old dog, but I learn new tricks. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You are a very young lady, and
yes.
I know that you're friends with Larry Breckner.
Yes.
Larry, of course, on our board here at Lakeshore Public Radio. I didn't know that until after we had already booked you and started working with you. So there's no nepotism there, folks, just letting you know. You were a student of Larry's. He, of course, ran the theater department for many years at Munster High School. So I take it you are a Mustang.
Yes, I was a student director under him when he did Cinderella. So that's the first time I ever did student directing. So he kind of, you know, got my foot in the door for that. But I only, sorry, my foot was caught. But I was only with him for 2 years. And then I did another student directing under Ray Pallas, who's there right now, and did Tarzan. And that was my senior year. So that was a year ago, I think. Yes.
Well, now, was Tarzan a musical?
Yeah, Tarzan's
really?
A musical. Yeah, I think that's one of the first musical, like Disney musicals.
I didn't realize that was made into
a Broadway
musical. You should direct that for one of the Parks Department shows. That
honestly
would be fun.
It was a lot of it was a lot of fun. The only issue is sets was
you throw some weeds and vines up.
Exactly.
But what the heck?
But like it was like the costumes that we did for that, like Peggy Matanik did it all. And she just took, like, the grass skirts and she just dipped them in black paint and, like, gray paint. And, oh, my gosh. Like, she did it on a budget, but she made it look like $1 million.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I think we should petition the Parks Department to maybe do that next year. And, of course, bring you back.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say anything because it's just among talks between the four of us, like my vocal instructor, choreographer, and my assistant director and I. We were talking about coming back next year. We just have to talk to Highland Parks Department again, but we already have something in mind.
Okay, and it's not Tarzan, is it?
No, it's not Tarzan. I know, I'm sorry. I know, it's a bummer. But yeah, hopefully fingers crossed that I did a well enough job that they asked me to come back.
Well, do you get to pick your plays then?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So you picked Willy Wonka.
Yeah, so Matt Gilson, my boss, he told me to come in or pick five, and then we'll narrow it down to three. And so then Matt, Katie, my choreographer, and I sat in one day, and we just looked at the top three musicals. I was leaning towards Willy Wonka. I think also in the mix was Peter Pan and 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which both of those are very small casts.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who knows me knows I love Gene Wilder, so I kind of wanted to do something, you know, Gene Wilder-ish. And so they were on board with it, too. I think another one for my top five was Mary Poppins, but...
That's been done to death lately.
Yeah, and I like Disney, but I don't think I would ever want to direct a Disney musical,
mm-hmm.
even though I've done Tarzan, and Cinderella was the Rodgers and Hammerstein, but still...
Okay.
I just Disneyed out. I want to do something different.
Now, it's interesting because you talked about Gene Wilder. That's from my generation. I grew up with Gene and that whole contingency of comedians back then,
yes.
and all those amazing Mel Brooks movies that he was part of.
We were talking about that in the car, right, you two? And Mel Brooks is literally my favorite. Like, I want to be a screenwriter and director, and he's my inspiration.
Very good role model there.
Thank you.
I like that. Maybe do Young Frankenstein. How cool would that be?
I was actually thinking about if I could have found
See Danny as Frankenstein.
A Young Frankenstein Jr. Like, I was going to start looking for that, but for, like, next year. But I think the one that we have as planned out for next year.
Which we won't let the cat out of the
bag. No, we're not going to, because we don't even know for sure yet if the four of us are coming back. But, yeah, I was really looking for a Young Frankenstein Jr. version.
Okay, so let's talk about Willy Wonka. You mentioned Gene, as I said.
Yes.
Now, for the generation that is sitting in here, the actors and singers, they know it as Johnny Depp's movie. How many of you have actually seen a Gene Wilder prior to maybe her making you? See, two? You all saw it before you came a part of this?
Oh, I saw it before I even saw the Johnny Depp version.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. All right, well, guys, let me throw it before we take it back to Alexandria. What is your take on the Johnny Depp versus the Gene Wilder version? Let's start with Hayden.
I think the...
A little closer to the mic.
I think the... I have a terrible memory. I forgot the one.
Johnny Depp and Gene Wilder.
I think the Gene Wilder one is way better.
Okay, why is that? I would agree, but I'm just wondering why you feel so.
The Gene Wilder one isn't as just... I know the movie's supposed to be weird, but strange.
Okay.
And it has less things that are closer to the aspect of the book.
Okay. I would agree with that. Johnny Depp movies tend to reach out a little too weird. It's almost like, what were they doing when they wrote that? all right, Danny.
Definitely has to be another one for Gene Wilder, simply because the music. Like, if you listen to the handful of songs that are in the Johnny Depp version, you can't even, like, they just don't come close. Like, everybody knows the Oompa Loompa songs, but can you remember the songs from the Johnny Depp version?
No.
Exactly.
I barely remember the Johnny Depp version.
I just watched the Johnny Depp version, and I don't remember the songs.
Wow. Adam, what about you? Which is your favorite?
Obviously, the Gene Wilder. I would have to agree with everyone here. And I think something that's so key in Willy Wonka is the portrayal of that character himself. And I think Gene Wilder just adds such a charm to him that's kind of irresistible, and you can't really take your eyes off him whenever he's on screen.
I think that would go for any Gene Wilder movie. I mean, he is the focus of everything he does. Everything else melts away to the background. So, Alexandria, did you have a problem with any of the... I mean, obviously, these guys have their act together and know their stuff. What about the rest of the cast? Were there people that said, who's Gene Wilder, and why do we have to do that version?
Honestly, like I said it, because I tell them, like, towards the start, all the time, the Johnny Depp version does not exist. And I think, like, the younger ones, they just kind of, like, look at me and they're like, okay. And they probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but right. No one really questions it.
Did you mandate it that they watch the Gene Wilder before they performed?
I?
You should have.
No.
Okay. I probably didn't.
It's like an unspoken rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me who's playing what role here. Hayden, who are you in this Willy Wonka version?
I'm playing Charlie Bucket.
Okay. And Danny?
I'm Grandpa Joe.
And I'm playing Willy Wonka.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so you have to channel Gene and Johnny and all these other people and make it your own role. Now, how are you going to do that with such a famous role?
Well, it is really hard to do that, but I think you can't really copy the Gene Wilder version because that's specifically what we're going for. But I think there's a lot of things that he does that are just incredible that you kind of have to have in the character of Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
But I think making it your own is really something you have to think, is definitely something I had to think deeply of, and to think who really is this character at heart, and how is the portrayal in the show that we're doing different from the movie version and everything like that.
Okay. While we're on you, Adam, how did you get into acting, and how long have you been doing this? I mean, to have the lead role, that's pretty cool.
Exactly, yeah. Well, this, fun fact, this is one of my first leads in a musical performance, but my first show was in eighth grade. It was The Ransom of Miss Alverna Dower, I believe. I played Coach, which is kind of a secondary character. Ally Shinkin was the director of that. She did a fantastic job.
Assistant. I was barely there.
She was just giving me a stink eye, so I feel like I had to say it.
But yeah, it was.
But yeah, so I've been acting since eighth grade, and I want to do it as a future career because it's just such an inspiration. And I love everything about it, the social aspect and the fact that you can become someone that's completely different to your own self and have people believe that. I think it's just incredible.
You look about college age, first year, second year?
I'm a senior in high school.
In high school. What school?
Munster High School.
Munster. Another Mustang. Hey, I'm a Trojan. What the heck? We'll paint the bridge later. Are you going to school for theater in some way?
Yes. I've been looking at colleges down in Chicago. I know Allie really wants me to go to Purdue because, you know, she loves it. But I'm still kind of looking into everything and all the requirements and mm-hmm. what's, like, allotted, like, money-wise, and what's easier for me to do everything. So, yeah.
Okay. What about you guys? Where are you going to school? And let's start with Danny this time.
All right. I'm from Griffith High School.
Panthers!
Yeah. I'm going into my sophomore year. But, you know, this all started in seventh grade. Griffith introduced a middle school program. And that's just kind of what kick-started everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, last year you were the king.
Yes.
You know, in the Highland play. And that was with Sleeping Beauty, right?
Yes, that was the show last
year. That was fun.
Yeah, I'm very gracious to be able to be in this group again, this community theater program, because I really like it. I like the idea of an outdoor show, you know, free show, just kind of come up and mm-hmm. park yourself down. Yeah, it's been a really fun experience doing this show.
Okay. Hayden, what about you? How long acting? Where are you from?
I'm from Clark Middle School.
I don't know where that's at.
Oh.
Is that Hammond?
No, it's Cherville.
Okay.
And I'm going into seventh grade, and this is my first ever play.
Really? What made you want to do it?
They just had posters about it at my choir concert, and I recently just watched my friend doing a play.
What play was he in?
Annie. She was in Annie Jr.
Okay. You got a much cooler play than Annie. This is a cooler play, just so you know. Bragging rights.
Hate it.
But I was just like, why not? The worst they can say is no.
That's true. You'll never know if you don't try.
And I already love this whole, the play things.
Okay.
And then musicals.
All right, interesting. My you have a speaking and singing role, right, in this?
Yes.
See, my first play, which I realized I wasn't destined for acting, my first real play was in fifth grade. I got to play Babe the Blue Ox in a production of Paul Bunyan. Have you ever played an ox?
No.
Not a lot of fun. I got to walk a cardboard ox, and that was it. No speaking lines. Just walking an ox. And, yeah, that was it. That was my big debut, so.
I mean, is that even acting at that point?
I don't know. I'm kind of a prop.
It's the arts, yes.
It's like being a tree, you know? So, fun stuff. So, how would you like the rehearsal so far, since this is your first time?
It's really cool.
Yeah?
Seeing everyone's really nice in the play.
Are you getting good advice from people? Are they saying, hey, kid, this is your first time, follow our lead?
Yes.
Okay. You know, Danny's an old pro here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, why Willy Wonka, Alexandra? I mean, you had different plays. You said you specifically were leaning towards this. Why?
Because Gene Wilder, like I said, he's
okay,
my inspiration.
Okay, going back to Gene again?
Yeah, he was my inspiration. And I just wanted to find something that both the, like, when I came here a few times, because my godsister was in it last year, she was the queen next to Danny. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed was it was a lot of, like, grandparents bringing their grandchildren. And so I wanted to find a musical where both, like, you know, it's timely for the grandparents, but it's also timely for the children. And also, like, you know, for the older kids and the parents, mm-hmm. too. But, like, that was just something that I wanted.
It's important to note, once again, that this is all free. So bring your family, bring the blankets, the lawn chairs. There is a concession stand there if you want to, you know, purchase food or drinks or things. I think you can bring, like, waters and stuff yourself.
Oh, yeah,
you can bring
anything.
Your own stuff.
Yeah, we'll have a concession stand.
Bring your own, though, too, a little picnic basket.
Oh, yeah.
So it's in Main Square Park on the gazebo stage where the big festivals are taking place. And again, it's July 25th, 26th, 27th, Thursday through Saturday, and August 1st through 3rd, again, Thursday through Saturday. No rain date, so keep your fingers crossed it doesn't rain. So come out early if it's a nice weather and enjoy it while you can. And let's play another song, and then we're going to have somebody sing. Let's play something. What should we play, Alexandra?
I'm looking right now, if I can pull it up. We're going to try and play I Want It Now. It should be, let me check.
Because we do. We want it now. Jose wants it now. Again, Willy Wonka, Highland Parks and Recreation Prime Summer 19. Theater is what we are looking for. That's where it's going to be. And let's play
I Want It
Now and hope this is the right one.
Oh, that's an Oompa Loompa song.
Another Oompa Loompa? All right, we'll let the Oompas play.
I think it was
18. For you, Oompa Loompa,
Doompa Dee Dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
Who do you blame when your kid is a brat? Pampered and spoiled like a Siamese cat.
Who's to blame?
The mother
and the father.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Da. If you're not spoiled, you will go far. You will live in happiness too, like the
Oompa Loompa
Doompa Dee Doo.
Those Oompa Loompas can't keep them down.
Sorry.
That's a very much like the first Oompa Loompa song.
Yes.
Do they know only one song?
No, they're all different songs because each of them is towards the each kid
mm-hmm.
that, you know, their fate. So in that one, it was Veruca's song. So I was wrong when I said number 19, but it was number 18.
Okay.
But yeah, each of them, like, it's...
We'll get to that in a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, one of the things about Willy Wonka, and especially in Adam's case, he's got a really cool costume.
Yes.
Let's talk about the costuming. Who's doing your costuming? And there's a lot of colorfulness in this production. How do you do that on a free budget? I mean, your community theater, yet every show I've seen so far, they really go above and beyond what you might expect. How do you guys do that?
So, Jenna Parker from Griffith High School.
She's a student?
No, she is the auditorium director, correct?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. And Dan actually let me know that they did Willy Wonka a few years back. And he's like, yeah, they might have some costumes still. You might want to reach out to Jenna. So I reached out to her, and she literally just had everything. Like, the coat that you see Wonka's wearing is from Griffith, and then Violet's blueberry costume is from Griffith, but then also a lot of the other costumes. My assistant director Alex Traina, I asked him. He's like, "Hey, I want to color code each of the families. So like Bucket family or like Grandpa Joe and Hayden or Charlie, I want green, and TV family, I want yellow." I was just like, "Can you just make a PowerPoint so then we can send out to them so they can, you know, see what they have at home, or they can go to like a
resale,
Goodwill, and they can pick it out themselves." And so...
So, like, everybody in that family will be yellow or blue or purple.
Yeah.
So they have to wear color-coordinated clothes. Yeah. We always know who they are.
Yeah, and, okay. Julie Wall, Grandma Josephine, she took pictures yesterday for us, and... We finally got to see what everyone really looked like, and it, like, just their color coordination, it looks phenomenal.
Wow. So you have official press pictures now?
Yes, kind of, somewhat. Okay. They're really good, so.
Well, you need to send me one, and maybe we can get it in the paper for you.
I will.
And we'll post it with this interview.
Sounds online. Good.
That way people can see you color coordinated.
Yes.
Looking mighty snappy there. So give us the core people that are helping you make this a reality. Who is your dream team here?
So my dream team right now, Alex Trena is my assistant director, he found out because I posted it on Facebook or something that I got the directing position, and him and I go to the same college, and we just bumped into each other. He's like, hey, I saw that you are directing. Can I be your assistant director? And like at that time, I was just kind of like, I don't know if I want an assistant director.
But then it's all about me.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it was. Like I was being selfish, and then I like thought about it, and I was just kind of like, you know what? This is my first time. I was like, yes, I need an assistant director. And he's been like, because like I like to do a lot of things myself, but then there's been like things where I've been like, Alex, can you please go do this for me? And he does it like right away, and he does it perfectly. And like if we're at rehearsal and I need something, he'll go out and drive and get it. So he's been wonderful. Then my choreographer is Katie. So is it Solina? Did I say that right?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think I'm sorry, Katie. But she's been doing the Highland Parks musical program for years now. So it's been like really nice to have her with me.
So is this your first time working with both of them then?
Alex and I acted in a few things at Toll Theater out in Hammond. But Katie, it was my first time working with her. And since she is like, you know, alumni to all of this, she's just been kind of like helping me because like working at the gazebo is way different than like just your normal stage thing.
Right.
And she's just like her dances, like the Oompa Loompa dances, they're very young, but like the dances are so clean. They're so cute. And then finally my vocal instructor, because I've never done choir, I can't sing. Is Courtney Palace. We were trying to find a vocal instructor like last minute because the person that we originally had like dropped out, and it was like the Sunday before our first like actual rehearsal. And I remember I posted something on my Facebook, and Ray Palace, my old auditorium director, he tagged her, and I was just kind of like, can you start like next week? And she's like, yeah. And she's been phenomenal, and they just like give like fantastic notes and feedback, not only to my cast but to me also, because like I said, this is my first time doing it, so I want people to tell me ways that I can improve, because like I want to be a director and a screenwriter.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if people keep telling me like, oh, you're so good, that's not going to help me improve. So they've been great.
So this is your first directorial job.
Without like the help of Lab or Larry or Mr. Palace, yes.
Wow. So you're throwing yourself in the deep end.
Yeah, especially being like the age that I am. Yes.
Yeah, you're barely older than the guys here.
Yeah. Adam's what, you're 2 years younger than me? Yeah. Are you 17?
17, yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be 20 in August. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's throw it to the cast here. All right, we're gonna roast Alexandra here. What is she like as a director? I mean,
oh, no.
Tell me what your thoughts are. A couple of you guys have done theater. What's she like as a director? How's she hold up in stand up?
Well, she has, you know, her ups and downs from
Thanks.
Time to time. She it depends on her mood per day to day.
That's a woman thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, she can be really good. The notes that she gives at the end of every rehearsal is actually really great, and the stuff that she talks about, she doesn't like bite anyone down or tear anyone down for doing something bad, but at the same time, if something does something that they're not supposed to do, mm-hmm. there is going to be consequences, and
okay.
she's made that very clear to everyone.
She's tough.
Yeah.
She scares me just sitting by her. Danny, what about you?
Basically, what Adam said, she gives really good notes and is just really good at helping you along in, like, finding your character and making sure everything looks great on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, a lot of people always, you know, not quite facing the right direction or not angled correctly. She makes sure to ham down on you for that.
Okay.
Or smiling. I guess nobody smiles in this show because she has to talk about it every day.
So
but,
you don't want them to smile?
No, I want them to smile, but also we're practicing outside and it's really, really hot. So they're there an hour beforehand, so they're already getting
hot. So they're
hot
pretty miserable.
Yeah.
And then you yell at them.
I know, and I feel bad. But actually, my Veruca, Adia, she does an impression of me because whenever, like, I get mad, I, like, smile. Because I'm always, like, I always, like, you know, I think of being positive and whatnot, but she always goes like, guys, you need to smile. And she like she does it perfectly.
Wow. Wow. Okay, Hayden, this is your first time. It's hard to critique a director, but are you having fun with her? Is she being mean to you at all? You can tell it all the truth right here. Everyone's listening.
She's actually a really nice director, and she's and she's helping with my scene.
He just looked at the other guys like, what's wrong with you?
Because I have a hard time, like, trying to sing softer because I'm trying to sing as loud as I can, and it comes out as screaming. But she has told me.
It comes out as screaming. Okay.
In some songs.
I like that.
Three of them. But now it's only in one, like, line in that one song.
Okay. So does the vocal coach obviously works with Hayden then, too. And has she been pretty good to work with as far as teaching you that style?
Actually, I have. She helps me, but I have an actual singing teacher.
Oh, okay.
I see at HGS every week, and he really helps me a lot with those songs.
HGS has good teachers, so I know Jody over there and everybody, and they just performed at the Highland Festival. In fact, maybe next year we'll have you out there singing because they had some of their students that they brought out with the instructors, and it was just kind of a way to introduce the studio and the students from the region to show the next generation of performers. And I was quite impressed with all the students they had. So maybe you'll be there next year. You got to work on that. No screaming on stage. But let's do a song. We've been talking about all your talents here. Adam, you want to sing?
Yeah, I'm going to do Pure Imagination.
Okay, now where in the play does this come in? What does it set me up here?
This is the first song in the entire play, the opening of the entire show itself. I will come on stage, and this song will be playing, and I will start singing it.
Okay. Now, to be fair for a listening audience, he's listening to playbacks in his headset, so I don't know how the timing's going to be as far as on our end, but I'm sure you're going to kill it. So, Adam Morris, performing Pure Imagination on Lakeshore Public Radio.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in a world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. There is no place I know to compare with your imagination. So go there to be free if you truly wish to be.
Awesome. And technology was kind. Good job, Jose. We matched it up perfect. It sounded great. Awesome. I always worry when we have to count on technology to sync up with things. I never believe in human error. I always blame the computers.
Oh yeah, like especially like for one of our songs right now, and because it's just been working with just us and what we have, because we haven't really had our sound or lighting people in just yet.
That's Monday.
Yes, that is Monday. But one of the songs or two of the songs, they just haven't been cooperating with us, so we've just been patiently waiting until Monday to get that all like figured out and whatnot. But no, Adam, you did wonderful.
Great.
You were talking about outdoor rehearsals and things. How long have you been rehearsing, and how long typically does it take to whip these guys into shape to present it publicly?
We just started practicing outside last Thursday, and when was the first rehearsal? Was that about like 2 months ago?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was the 3rd of June.
Yeah, I think it was the 3rd of June, but they, like, our Hayden right here and then Adia, the girl playing Veruca, had their, like, I'm not joking, had their lines memorized by the second week.
That amazes me. Yes. I say that every time I have an actor in here, because I cannot memorize to save my life. Even when I was younger, I could not. That's why I stopped singing. Because, you know, now everybody's got tablets and can pull up their lyrics. Back then, if you had a cheat sheet, they would, you know, catcall you.
Honestly, like, if we were to perform a month ago, it would still look amazing. But the fact that we have still one, or we had a month extra, like, this show looks phenomenal. Like, I'm very critical on things that I do, but, like, the cast and everybody performing, they're honestly, like, they're wonderful. Everyone plays their part perfectly. Like, yesterday, they were just, like, starting to improv things and try new things out. And, like, each day, like, my assistant director and I, our Alex and I, we watch it. You know, we've been watching it for 2 months now, and we're still laughing at, like, either the same things or different things. So they're doing, like I said, wonderful.
We're talking about Willy Wonka, and you can enjoy this wonderful musical free of charge. Bring the family, bring the friends, bring people you don't even like. You know, what the heck? Highland Parks and Recreation Department Summer Theater Program. It is happening July 25th through the 27th and August 1st through the 3rd. Two weekends back to back, and months and months of rehearsal and stress going into making this a wonderful production. So the least you could do is show up for a couple hours, enjoy a hot dog, some soft drinks, a blanket, and some laughs. Right? That's the least they could do.
Yes.
What the heck? Let's talk a little bit about the structure, not the structure, but the recruiting of the talent. How many people are in the cast? How many people auditioned? And how hard is it for you to actually get people involved that are dedicated?
So I think we have a little over 30 in the cast.
That's because a big cast.
Yes, because just 20 of them is either like the grandparents or our children or our like our parents, and then we have also our Oompa Loompas and then our other chorus. And then at auditions, I'm trying to remember who we had. We had about 50-ish come out to audition. And what was your last question? I'm so sorry.
Basically, how you choose who, you know, finding people that are passionate enough to stick it out for 2, 3, 4 months to rehearse, come back every day. That's a lot of dedication for something you're not paid for.
So this was my first time running auditions, and I will straight up say, like, it did not run smoothly, correct? You guys can literally say, agree with that. It did not run smoothly. So when we were looking down at who was dedicated and who wanted to be involved, we saw the people that, stayed here for 4 hours, but still had a smile on their face and still wanted to be here and, you know, didn't show any signs of, like, getting, like, angry or upset, and when things didn't go right, the people that just, you know, said, okay, that's okay. I will wait for your phone call and see what part I got. Those were the kinds of people that we were looking for. And we were also keeping a close eye. Like, my mom worked all days of audition, so she really watched the kids.
Now, is she a theater person, too?
No, not at all. Okay. My whole family, or just my sister and I, are really theater people. My dad was a sports guy, same with my mom. But now they started to really love the arts. My dad did do some musicals, but she watched, you know, all the kids that were practicing and, you know, the ones that were kind of goofing off. And she would actually tell us, like, hey, this number was in the corner the whole time, going over lines, singing their song, or, hey, this number was running around the whole time. And we also kind of watched, like, during the group dance auditions, which ones, you know, stayed in a line, weren't running out, and also just the way that they come into audition. If they come in, you know, like, all happy with a big smile on their face, that I'm like, that's the kind of person that I mm-hmm. want on my cast.
Okay. How many did you have to beat out, Adam, to be Willy Wonka?
I think it was me and two other people near the end of the auditions. It was okay. Between me and two other people. I honestly thought my understudy for the show, his name is James, I genuinely thought he would probably get the part. I didn't hear him sing the song, but he to me, he looked like he would have the body movements and part of that Willy Wonka, especially the Gene Wilder version, kind of put into his performance. But Allie called me, I think, the next day. And I was like, I was so shocked, and I was really surprised, and I was extremely happy because, as I said earlier, it was my first lead in a musical. Mm-hmm. So
now he's obviously in the play. If he's your understudy, what role is he playing in the regular when you're playing Willy?
He's in the ensemble of cooks and
squirrels
and kids. Yeah, so he's
cooks
a part of the ensemble.
And squirrels and kids. I don't remember squirrels.
That's during Veruca's scene. Because in the book, it's squirrels, but in the Gene Wilder version, they did the geese.
Okay, now I got you. Danny, is this the role you wanted? Did you want to be Grandpa?
Yeah. I honestly don't think I could have taken any other role, but if I do remember correctly, I was one of the three people who had to sing for Willy Wonka, like, during the callback process.
So were you bummed that Adam got it?
Oh, no. He's honestly been phenomenal as Willy Wonka, and I couldn't see anybody else playing him in this show.
Okay. So what are you bringing to Grandpa? Where do you draw from? I mean, you're not even out of high school yet. How do you draw from Grandpa?
Really? I've just been watching the original movie and just kind of watching through and seeing how he acted and kind of his way of going about things and facial expressions. And I definitely say this show is a lot more of a kind of exaggerated comedic mm-hmm. approach to Grandpa Joe. He's a lot more, like, up and really active in this show.
And I think that's important for the average bear out there listening to understand that when you're doing theater acting, stage acting, you have to over-exaggerate everything, and your facial expressions have to be over the top so that they can see it from the 15th row. Makeup sometimes is extra heavy for that same reason. Talk about makeup. I mean, who's doing your makeup stuff? I don't think we mentioned anyone.
So it's either the parent, like, the kids are doing it because there's a bunch of high schoolers who've done it before.
Okay.
We also have a lot of parent volunteers too. Like, I sent out a Google Doc thing, and I was just kind of like, is there anybody that can volunteer to do makeup? And literally, like, almost all of the moms signed up. Like, the parents have been so helpful. Like, they know that this is my first time. And, like, I told them right off the bat, like, things are going to be a little hectic because, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. And they've just been, like, so understanding and everything. Mm-hmm. And they've been helping out. So, yeah, with makeup, it's both
parents. I
kind of
get the feeling you do know what you're doing. I think you're selling yourself a little short.
Yeah.
Because our conversations, you seem to be, you know, directional of where you want to
be. Yeah, like, I know what I want. It's just some things that I don't know, and, like, which is understandable. Even, like, mm-hmm. like someone like Mel Brooks, he doesn't know fully
right.
what he wants.
What does he know?
Exactly.
He's only done a few movies.
Exactly. It's not like he's done, like, over. He has a Grammy, a Tony, all five of whatever they are. But, yeah, they've been helping a lot. So they've been volunteering to do makeup, same with the cast, and, yeah.
All right. Well, we've got two more cast members that still need to flex their vocal cords for us. Hayden and Danny, you guys are going to sing a song together. Am I understanding it right?
Yes.
We'll set this song up. Jose, are you ready? Are we going to make technology work as our friend again? All right. Set this song up. Where does this come in to the production?
So this is flying. This is when Charlie and Grandpa Joe decide to drink the fizzy lifting drink.
Okay. That sounds fun. I think I did that once at a party. Okay, this is...
You might be thinking of a different thing.
I might. This is Hayden and Danny, and this is from Willy Wonka. You can catch him doing it live on stage at the Highland Parks and Recreation Summer Theater Production, July 25th through 27th and August 1st through 3rd. Take it away, guys.
I'm flying.
There's no sensation that's quite as sensational as flying.
Thrilling, fulfilling, and higher educational than flying.
It's inspirational
and educational trying.
Way, way up there in midair to be touching the sky.
Which I guess is why there is no feeling that's quite like the feeling of flying.
Bumping your head on the ceiling so high up above. Peeling my empty flying.
Flying, I love. As the high I am trying, flying I love.
Flying, Willy Wonka from the soundtrack. Danny and Hayden singing on that one live here at the Lake Shore. And again, the music seemed to work okay. Yay, Jose. That was an interesting song. Now, flying.
I messed up.
Yes.
That's okay.
Hey,
it's okay.
This is your first time ever doing anything with anything musical related. And the fact that you're taking on a lead, your first musical, is phenomenal.
And let's not forget her cardinal rule. You were smiling while you were flying.
Yes.
You were smiling while singing. I got the video to prove it. So, you guys seem to be having a good time with this. And how many songs are in this production? Do you know offhand? About?
21?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Are they all very short ones? These tend to be short songs so far.
A few of them, like Golden Age of Chocolate, that's the second song, right after Pure Imagination. That's pretty long. Candyman is longer. I Eat More, which is Augustus's song and Mrs. Gloop's song. Any of the songs that the kids sing themselves is pretty long. But, like, the Oompa Loompa songs or, like, the Boat Ride song is pretty short. Or when they're, like, looking at the rooms. That one's pretty short. I think the longest one we have is I've Got a Golden Ticket.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Speaking of golden tickets and chocolate, how much of that's going to be involved? Are you guys going to do any kind of special concession stand things or anything to tie in?
Yeah, so I actually have a few bags at my house already of Wonka candy. I was trying to look for the Wonka chocolate bars, but they don't have any. But also during the Candyman song, I'm going to be giving, it's actually a girl who's playing Candyman, and I'm going to be giving her some candy that she can toss out to the kids sitting up front. So if you guys want some candy, make sure you sit around the concrete.
All right. What about big people that like chocolate?
Then, you know, they can sit around the concrete too.
Well, you know, it's like baseball when the ball goes out and like the
whoever catches it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like think of the 4th of July parade where like they just toss it and like whoever wants to get it can get it first.
All right, so that's going to be fun. So you've got plenty of candy because you're running 6 nights.
Yeah, right now I think I have like 2 bags, so I need to go on Amazon and get some more. Use my Amazon Prime.
There you go. You missed the day.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That's over. You could have made like buku buck savings.
Oh, I see. I was like running. Like, I'm literally gone from like 10:30 until 10:30 at night just doing like Wonka stuff. So like when we had our meeting on, was it Monday?
I think so.
Yeah, like I was gone from when we had our meeting until 10:30, like either painting sets or I was at the Lincoln Center working on our program or just doing a bunch of other like little small things, but like, you know, that they took like all day.
And again, you're not getting paid for this either, right?
No, I am.
You are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a small amount, but I'm still getting paid.
I was going to say, you don't make a lot of money in theater, anybody.
I mean, like, I'm not making a lot, but that does, I mean, when it comes down to it, I probably would have still taken this position if, like, I would to get zero, like, negative $1,000.
When you break down the amount of hours, you're probably making, like, 50 cents an hour.
Yeah, yeah. But honestly, like, this is what I want to do, and I love doing it, so I like it literally, like I said, I can be paying them to be doing what I love.
Okay. What's the biggest challenge as the being your first year of directing? What has been the biggest challenge for you?
I think just getting everyone to trust me, because I have some older cast members and I have kids my own age, kids I've, you know, worked with, I've been in shows with, like Adam and I were in a show together my senior year, 2 shows my senior year. And then I'm working with, like, younger kids. So it's just, yeah, I don't have a lot of musical theater background, but I do have a lot of theater background. And just trying to make everyone, you know, think, like, okay, she knows what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard. But at the same time, like, I think everyone still, like, respects, like, yeah, I am 19, but she does with all the plays. Like, I've been in like a lot of shows, so like with all the plays that she's been in, so yeah, she might know what she's talking about.
Okay, when was your first play?
So I actually did The King and I when I was in kindergarten, so 05. But then I didn't do another thing until my 5th grade year, and then I didn't really get into, because I was a sports kid.
Okay.
So I didn't really do anything until freshman year. So I did a few classes and stuff with Patty Bird, but that was about it. And like I said, I actually quit sports going into my freshman year of high school for theater, which at first my dad was a little hesitant about. But then once when they, like, my dad and my mom both saw me on stage, they're like, this is where she needs to be.
What kind of sports were you doing?
Oh, my gosh, I did so many. I was in, my 2 primary ones were basketball and softball. I got ejected from a softball game once, and I got thrown out of many basketball games.
Temper?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they smiling enough at you?
No, they weren't smiling enough at me. I think that's what did it. But I also did, like, volleyball, did a lot of dance when I was in elementary school. I can't dance anymore. I did cheerleading. I'm trying to think what else, other sports that I did rugby in high school, but that was just, like,
really a sport?
What?
Rugby.
I mean, it's like football.
I know, but is it really?
I mean,
a sport?
I just did it like one game, because like for Munster High School, they have juniors and seniors go up against each other. So I did like one sport.
It's interesting the fact that you were a sports person, because usually jocks in the art don't meld. Usually they're polar opposites. You see the sports people and you see the theater people, and rarely do they mix.
Well, what's interesting is
did you leave one for the other?
Just because, like, I wasn't having fun with it. I mean, I really enjoy being on stage and being somebody that I can't be, you know? Just that, I don't know, that just kind of is exhilarating in some way. Like, I was typecasted all throughout high school as that psycho character, but then I was finally given the chance to have a more mellow part my senior year, and You Can't Take It With You, where the whole family was crazy, but my character had to be the calm one, which was a challenge, but it was like a good challenge.
Okay.
And like going back to your thing about the sports, like, you know, how they don't intermix. Yeah, like we barely saw that, but I remember my freshman year, there was actually one of the guys, he was a basketball player, and he's never done it, and so our novice show was during the time of football season. So he's like, I'm just going to go out for it. So, like, occasionally we got, like, you know, if basketball wasn't in season or football wasn't in season, we would get, like, the jocks to, mm-hmm. like, some of, like, the, like, best jocks to audition for our show, and they would get leads and stuff, which... for me, surprised me.
When I was in school, there was only one that I can remember that was actually like a star player that actually defended the art geeks.
Yeah.
You know, we were out there and it's like, hey, leave them alone.
I think you need arts in your life because it helps. Because when I started joining speech and theater and everything, it just made me... like, it was so much easier to communicate with people and, like, give presentations mm-hmm. and stuff.
What about the rest of you guys? Are you into sports or is theater your calling?
I used to play basketball for 4 years, my 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. But then mm-hmm. I think the same with Allie. I just wasn't really that interested in it, and mm-hmm. it just wasn't as fun to me anymore.
So, okay. So you started theater when then? In freshman year?
8th grade.
8th grade. Okay. Danny, Hayden, what about you guys?
So I'm on the tennis team.
Okay.
But what makes that fun... is that
all you get to jump the fence, right?
Oh, yeah, no. All of my friends in drama mm-hmm. are also on the tennis team.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's just like being in drama, but now we're hitting balls with rackets, you know?
Yeah. So the gang's all here.
Exactly.
Cool. Hayden, what about you?
I'm a swimmer.
Okay.
And that's really
competitive swimming?
Yeah, I'm a competitive swimmer.
Okay. What's your specialty?
I'm pretty good at backstroke and freestyle.
Okay. I don't understand what freestyle exactly means. I mean, that freestyle sounds like anything goes. What is freestyle? I really don't know what that is.
It's where, because backstroke, you're on your back doing that.
Right.
Freestyle, you're on your stomach, moving your arms upwards, like, and making it like a drill into the water and kicking with
your... So it's really not anything goes. It is a style.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that always threw me when they said... Even like in hip-hop and stuff, freestyle.
Yeah.
To me, freestyle is just doing your thing. Doing your thing. You know, but...
I wish that was this.
Are you into diving, too, by chance? No? No desire to be a diver? All right. Let's play another song. We had 18 queued up. What is this one?
I think it's I Want It Now. Watch it be another Oompa Loompa song.
Let's try it.
See here, Wonka. Yeah. I want a squirrel. I want a squirrel and an Oompa Loompa. I want a squirrel and an Oompa Loompa and a pink candy boat. And while we're at it, I want a feast. I want a bean feast. Cream buns and donuts and fruitcakes with no nuts. So good you could go nuts. Give them to me now. I want a party with rooms full of laughter. I want a ton of ice cream. And if I don't get the things that I'm after, I'm going to scream. I want the works. I want the whole works. Presents and prizes and sweets and surprises of all shapes and sizes. And now, don't care how, I want it now. Don't care how, I want it now.
Bad Nut.
All right, and that was I Want It?
I Want It Now.
I Want It Now. Okay, even better. Again, we have a lot of songs in there, and does most of the cast sing in a musical like this?
Yeah, all the cast members sing, right?
Yes.
Yep. And dance?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you guys on the dancing side? We've talked about the singing and the acting. How about the dancing side?
It's gone pretty good. Our dance choreographer,
Katie,
has done an amazing job nailing and making sure everyone has everything down. We've had, earlier in our rehearsal schedule, we've had a lot of dance review days of, like, this week we're just going to go over dancing, this rehearsal, and nothing but dancing. And we've done that a lot. So I think everyone really kind of has it down to like, it's like secondhand nature now at this point.
Hayden, how about you first, because this is your first play. Are you comfortable with the dancing side and the singing and everything combined?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had any dance background before? No? Well, you know, you're going to be the popular guy now at the dances in school because they're going to see you dance and strut your stuff, and you won't be one of those guys on the side of the wall.
I can't dance.
You can't, well, you're going to have to dance. Everybody dances.
It's fine.
No, like with the dancing and this, that's perfectly fine. Just like normal
dancing. Like,
he's just hard on himself all the
time. Well, look at he just did a cool dance move there in his seat. Do it again. Okay, Danny, how about you? Are you comfortable with the dancing?
Yeah, honestly, this has probably been one of the easiest shows I've been in for dancing, especially being a character who's up front a lot. It's mm-hmm. a lot of, well, you know, first act, I'm in a bed the whole time.
Okay.
And
that's tough.
Yeah, it's, you know, as I was saying on a different interview, it takes a lot of sleepless nights preparing to lay down, you know.
So you catch up on all that sleeplessness while you're on stage.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
There you go.
But, yeah, the dancing's been, it's, as Adam said, the Katie, the choreographer, she's been really good. Mm-hmm. It's been an easy process.
Now, as I mentioned, you were the king in Sleeping Beauty last year for the Highland Theater Department. Have you done outside of Highland any kind of community theater?
Not community. I do theater at my school, Griffith. Okay. We do two shows a year. So this is just kind of my in-between to get me through the summer.
Okay, because you need that Jones. You have to be on stage.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what about outside of theater? Obviously, you guys can all sing, except for Alexandria. do you have any aspirations to do band stuff or anything outside of theater? Be rock stars?
No, not really. I've done Toll Theater in Hammond that does shows. I've done a lot of shows there. Outside, so that's the community theater I've done. With when it comes to band or instruments, I've always wanted to learn how to play the piano, but it's been so late now. It's kind of like I don't really have the time for that. But I think it's definitely something I'm gonna want to do someday. I think in my future.
Okay, Danny, what about you? You come from a musical family. I know your dad, your grandpa had studios. I mean, you kind of have it in the DNA.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm in the school band. Which, I mean, there isn't much of a band right now. I play the saxophone.
Okay. I think you told me that last year.
Yeah, but I also do have a little bit of a side thing with a couple of my friends, you know, play the bass. It's part of my daily routine now, you know.
Is your side thing a rock band, country band, blues band?
Rock.
What? Metal?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
that's a DNA, too. So, are you playing out at all?
Not really yet. We're just trying to focus on getting good at this point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go out and do too much stuff, we wanna put on a show that people would want to come see.
Okay, Hayden, what about you? We know that you're a heck of a dancer in the chair there. You can swim, two different styles that you specialize in. What about being a rock star, blues star, country star? Any aspirations to go into show biz?
I do want to be a singer when I grow up.
Okay. Well, you're already singing. So what kind of singer you want to be?
I don't know what style of singing it technically is. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of confused on which I do.
You just want to go out there and try everything. All right, I like that.
Besides country.
All right. Again, we have had some great guests in here. Give it up for Hayden, Danny, and Adam. Yay! Doing a great job performing. And Alexandra, well, she smiled a lot as our director. And again, you can catch them all along with a cast of thousands, or at least a couple hundred. July 25th through the 27th, August 1st through 3rd, that is the Highland Parks and Recreation Department summer theater production of Willy Wonka. And bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, bring a picnic lunch. There will be a concession there. And is there a website they can keep up with it at?
We actually have a Facebook page.
Okay.
It's Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka, I think that is. If you see people like 111 likes, that's what it is.
Okay. So add 112. We're going to play one more song and fade it out. Stay with us, because if you love the space race and NASA and all that fun stuff, we're going to play some great rock and roll tied to this 1969 lunar Apollo 11 mission. What song are we listening to?
I've got a golden ticket.
All right, here we go.
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe. But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. cause I've got a golden ticket.
Woo, yeah!
I got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had the chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing! Cause I've got a golden ticket.
Woohoo!
I got a golden sun up in the sky.
What's going on?
I did it! I found the last golden ticket!
Oh! Oh, but the tourists today! I saw them lining up in front of Wonka's factory! We better get moving!
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say,
good morning! Look at the sun!
I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, cause I have said it couldn't be done! But it can be done!
Yes, it can be done!
We never ever dared to think that there would be a golden time with that.